wide receiver, Tim Brown.
Tell me about lighting that torch. What did it mean to you, Timmy?
Well, you know, that is the spirit of Al Davis right there. So anytime I could be involved with that, it's great. I was happy that Mark Davis and the crew had me back. It's just good to be back here in Raider Nation.
Raider Nation, future Hall of Famer, Timmy Brown.
Yeah, the great touchdown. Timmy Brown was back. Tiger Woods was there for the debut of Tony Sperano as head coach of the Oakland Raiders. Coach, welcome back to our Silver and Black show. Tell me about the energy of your first game coaching the Silver and Black.
Well, it was a lot of energy, obviously, and a lot of passion, I think. Team played with a lot of energy during the course of the game, practiced that way during the week, and, it kind of carried over onto the field. So our fans were outstanding during the course of this ball game, and the team kind of fed off of that.
Yeah, they were fast, they were fresh, fundamentally sound, and one thing you did was shorten the menu in the play calling, both on offense and defense. Tell me why.
Yeah, well, one of the things that we did through the bye is, you know, we went back and we evaluated the things that we did well, and we felt like we needed to, shorten the menu, get to the things that we do well, put our players in the best position to make plays. We did go back and add some different periods of practice, which we'll continue to do here from a fundamental standpoint. As you get on in the season, you can lose those things. And, you know, one of the things was tackling and those type of things. And we did a lot of those things better during the course of the ball game.
Now, you swarm better on defense, getting more hats to the ball.
Yeah, a lot of people to the football. That's something that we talked about as part of practicing fast. You know, I think the coaches did a great job out there during the course of the week. You know, we pushed the pace of practice. We got a lot of people to the football there, no standing around, and it carried over into the football game.
You also made a change on defense in your nickel corner. T.J. Carey, right. The rookie, played more. I thought he played superbly, and he also gave you a lot of energy in the kickoff return game, Coach.
Yeah, he factored really high in the ball game, so he graded out really well, factored high, was involved in a lot of, pass disruptions, you know, got his hands on a lot of footballs, was around the football a lot, and then in the kicking game, of course, with a couple big returns, which helped us, you know, and gave us good field position and flipped the field.
Yeah, 38-yard kickoff return for you, 19-yard punt return. Speaking of special teams, I want to ask you about the play you and Bobby April came up to kind of dupe Eric Weddle into calling for the fake punt on 4th and 35. Clever action here. There's your two outside jammers come in like they're going for a punt block,
right,
and you rotate Brandon Ross back, and Weddle takes the bait, huh?
Yeah, he took the bait in that situation and seen it as an uncovered. You know, and most teams, when they see it as an uncovered like that, will try to throw the ball. This is a team who had a history of a lot of fakes, and we talked to the team about that on Wednesday prior to the game, you know, about the number of fakes that they've had over the last several years. And, you know, in that situation, they went for that that fake, and it was a big turning point because, you know, it ended up being another score for us in a couple plays after stopping them with a short field.
Yeah, the pass to Bryce Butler,
right,
and we knew he was fast the last couple of August here, but wow. The 4.36 speed, he just pulled away from everybody.
Yeah, he did. He ran away from all of them out there at that particular time. And, that was good to see. We had over 100 yards of, yards after catch in the ball game, which was critical for us. Because going into that game, that was an area that we had to improve on. Chunk plays, you know, offensively, and yards after catch, we were last in the league, you know, which obviously we helped ourselves with in that ball game.
And the running game was superb, 114 yards combined between Maurice Jones-Drew and Darren McFadden, ran really hard, 14 carries for 80 yards. Talk to me about the style. A lot of teams run the outside zone, the zone blocking scheme. You're a power guy, and you like to get double teams at the point of attack.
Yeah, I like to get double teams at the point of attack, as many of them as we can get out there, and, the guys do a good job with it. We have some good pullers in Gabe Jackson and Austin Howard. You know, even our tight ends, when we get them involved in pulling, Mike Rivera, he does a good job that way. Marcel, I think it created some creases in this ball game, and we were able to catch them a few times that way.
All right, tell us, Coach, about the challenge this Sunday against the Arizona Cardinals. They've been decimated by injury in their defense. Todd Bowles, a guy you know well, their D coordinator, you were together with him in various spots for 7 years. Mm-hmm. How is he getting it done with all the guys he's lost in his front?
Well, you know, Todd does a great job, and he did a great job for me, you know, for a long time there in Miami, and we were together in Dallas as well. So, we have a good history together, and Todd does a good job getting players to play. And, some point in this league, in his time here, is going to be a head coach here real soon because he can get players to play that way. So he uses his parts well, he's got two big safeties there that he's using a little bit. You know, he's had some injuries in different positions, but those two safeties are like linebackers, know, with their body types. So he's getting them involved a lot, playing a lot of defensive backs, which is really the strength of their team.
Derek Carr is going to join us in the next segment. Tell our audience what you told him when you took over as coach of this team as far as the young man. You're a rookie, but this is your football team.
Yeah, now. That was the first conversation. I mean, honestly, I think it was all within an hour span, you know, from the time that I had talked to Reggie and Mark, you know, and then I visited with Derek. And I told him at that point, look, this is your team. And, you know, there's no time to be a rookie here. That's over with. This is your team. You need to take the reins here, and you can't be afraid to push the envelope right now. And I tell them every day, run your team. That's what I told them before the game the other day, is just, you know, 15 minutes before the game, run your team. And, you know, that's something that he's done a good job with. You know, he's not overbearing. He's not any of those type of things, but he gets his point across well, and he's starting more and more to take charge. And the players, you know, all to a man in that locker room buy into Derek Carr.
He's a special young man.
He sure is. Sure.
Coach Sperano, thanks for your time as always on the Silver and Black Show.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. We'll come back and visit with Derek Carr, making his first ever appearance on the Silver and Black Show next.
They're probably some of the best in the league at disguising their blitzes. And so we knew that going in. And so, you know, they're trying to bring 38 here to have a clean shot, you know, right off the right side here. So we slid the protection this way. We picked it up. We have a double move here. Andre obviously ran a great route, makes a great play.